Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with...
Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might meet a new friend.
Eat a big sandwich.
Or teach a parrot to talk. But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay! Hi, Mini Beanies.
Mim, why are you standing like that?
Like what?
Like a superhero?
Oh, it's so I can be brave.
Really?
Yep. Sometimes when I have something that I'm nervous about, like making a speech or going on a scary ride, I stand like this to feel brave.
Oh, I got nervous about my first day of school.
I have a story about that. It's about a gnome and his first day of school. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, there was a gnome called Luca.
Hello.
He was a gnome. All the gnomes in the village were very small. But he was different. At just 5 years old, he was already the tallest gnome in the village. Luca didn't mind being the tallest gnome, except for when he hit his head on the door frames.
Ow!
In fact, he was actually quite useful to reach things at the top of the cupboard.
Oh, thank you, Luca.
You're welcome, Grandma.
One day, Luca woke up and stretched his long arms nice and wide and gave a big yawn.
Good morning, world.
As he opened his eyes, he realized today wasn't just any day. It was the first day of school.
Oh, goodness. I'm so, so nervous for my first day of school.
New shoes, new bag, new hat, new friends, new school. What's there? What time? What where? Time to learn the new school song. Can I bring my teddy along?
Luca, breakfast. You'll be late for your first day of school.
Luca sprung out of bed and put on his new school uniform. First, he put on his pants. He put one leg in and the other and pulled them up tight. But oh no, they were too short.
Oh no, all the kids are going to make fun of me. Grandma, Grandma.
Luca ran all the way down the stairs and looked at his grandma with panic. Grandma looked him up and down and smiled.
That's okay, Luca, never you mind. The other kids won't even notice. And if you get nervous, you can just say the brave words. Do you remember them?
I do.
Oh, great. Oh, let's say them together.
I am brave and I am strong.
I am kind and I belong. That was lovely, Luca. Now here's your bag. You better be off. You don't want to be late for your first day.
Grandma gave Luca his bag and a big kiss on the head.
Grandma, lipstick.
He said as he wiped the big red smudge from his forehead.
Oh, have a lovely first day, my darling, and be brave.
Be brave, Luca thought, walking to school, his two short pants bouncing around his ankles as he walked.
I can do that.
He thought. Just then, he took another big long step and... splash! He stepped in a puddle.
Oh, no!
Luca cried.
How am I going to make it through my first day if I can't even make it to school?
He shook his long leg to try and get the water out of his shoes. He could feel the butterflies in his tummy, so he closed his eyes, took a big breath, and said his brave words out loud.
I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong.
Phew! He felt a bit better, so he kept walking. Down the streets and through the trees, he could see his new school at the end of the street. All the little gnome children were running and playing.
Oh, goodness! It looks so fun!
Luca started to walk faster towards the school when... his backpack got caught in a branch! Oh, no!
Oh, no! I'm too tall to fit under these silly tiny trees!
It was then that a sneaky-looking bird started to come towards his open backpack.
Oh, goodness! No, birdie. Shoo, shoo.
But the bird looked angry and hungry. And it made its way towards his lunch bag.
No, birdie, that's my lunch.
But with one swift move, the birdie grabbed the lunch and flew away. Luca looked at his backpack stunned and scared and hungry. What was he going to eat for lunch now? But it was too late to worry. He could hear the school bell ringing in the distance. Luca took a deep breath and said his brave words one more time, although he didn't know if he believed them as much anymore.
I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong. I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong. I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong.
Big gate, big fence, big field, big words, big desk, big chair. What time, what where? Time to learn the new school song. There's other kids to help sing along. First day of school.
First day of school.
New things to learn.
New things to learn.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
We'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
Luca walked into his classroom with his head hung. He didn't think this day could get any worse. His wet shoes squished on the carpet. Right when he thought he might as well just walk straight home to Grandma, a lovely little lady tapped Luca on his tall shoulder.
Luca? Is your name Luca?
Luca nodded without looking up.
Oh, goodness, what happened to your shoe? Oh, never mind. Pop that one off and we'll put it next to the heater to dry.
Luca looked up to see a lovely lady smiling at him.
Thank you, Miss...
Parvis. Miss Parvis. I'm your new teacher, Luca. You're the last one to arrive, so hop on over and grab yourself a book and then sit down with the others for a bite to eat in our first lesson.
The teacher's smile was warm and inviting. Luca felt a bit better, a bit braver, and his foot was much drier.
Maybe I can do this,
Luca thought. He went over to the cupboard to get his book. He saw another especially small gnome reaching to the top shelf, struggling to get his book.
Here, let me help you,
said Luca, easily picking up the book from the shelf.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't reach. Wow! You're the tallest gnome I've ever seen,
the little boy screeched.
Can we be best friends?
Luca felt his heart thump excitedly. He'd never had a best friend before.
Sure, my name is Luca,
he almost yelled.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Luca. I'm Paxton.
Luca, Paxton, time to sit down and eat. Then we'll have our first lesson.
The boys took their books and bags and hurriedly sat down. Luca opened his bag and... Oh no! He'd forgotten that the evil bird stole his lunch. Luca's stomach rumbled.
What's the matter, best friend? Where's your lunch?
An evil bird stole it.
Oh no! I hate it when that happens. Here, have some of mine.
Paxton handed Luca half his sandwich, which had the funniest smelling sauce he'd ever smelt. He looked at Paxton.
It's a relish!
Luca nodded and took a big bite. Mmm, delish! He grinned and Paxton laughed.
Told ya!
How does that work? How do you play? How do you do? Made a friend today. Time to learn the new school song. One, two, three, let's sing along. First day of school.
First day of school.
New things to learn.
New things to learn.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
We'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
For the rest of the day, Luca and Paxton played and learned and laughed. Luca picked flowers from the tallest branches and Paxton described to him the tiny bugs on the ground. By the end of the day, Luca stumbled back home, glad that he'd had the best first day ever. And made his very first best friend. He was brave and he was strong. He was kind and now he belonged.
The end.
Mim, have you been standing like that for the whole story?
Aren't your arms sore?
Well, a little. But I feel super brave.
Wow.
I wonder why that is.
Maybe we should ask our favourite most brave professor.
Captain Professor Know-It-All.
Did somebody call for a super professor?
We did!
Fantastic. Know-it-allness to the rescue.
Professor, what can we do to feel brave like a superhero?
Well, some psychologists, who are very smart people, have said if you stand like a superhero, or someone big and tall, it can help you feel that way on the inside. This concept is called power poses. Can we all say that?
Power poses!
Great. By acting that you are confident and brave on the outside, it can trick your insides into feeling the same way. Try it. Firstly, curl up into a little ball and frown. Now, how do you feel?
Sad.
Small.
Hungry.
I don't think you're doing it right, Michael. Now, this time, put your head up high, your hands on your hips, and put a big smile on your face. Now, how do you feel?
Powerful.
Strong.
Hungry.
See? The outside feeling becomes the inside feeling. Power poses aren't just for humans either. Animals do it too. When gorillas see something scary, they puff up their chest and make themselves look as big as possible to scare away the scary things. Lizards do it too. A frill-necked lizard will shoot out its frill and stick out its tongue when it wants to feel brave.
Wow! So all we have to do is stand up like a superhero or a big gorilla, and then we can feel brave too.
That's right. And if that doesn't help, maybe you can think of some words that help remind you how brave you are. Just like Luca, the tallest gnome. Should we remember his brave words again?
I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong.
Great! Now go forth and be brave, mini beanies!
Thanks, Professor!
Professor, away!
Wow! I'm going to stand like this all day so that tomorrow I'll be extra brave.
That's a great idea.
Or maybe you can try it at home, mini beanies. Maybe before your first day of school or your first day in a new class.
Yeah, and speaking of school, let's sing that first day of school song again.
Bye, mini beanies!
New shoes, new bag, new hat, new friends, new school. What's there, what time, what where? Time to learn the new school song. Can I bring my teddy along? Big gate, big fence, big field, big words, big desk, big chair. What time, what where? Time to learn the new school song. There's other kids to help sing along. First day of school.
First day of school.
New things to learn.
New things to learn.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
We'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
It's time for class, where do I go? I need to ask, cause I don't know. Time to learn the new school song. I think I've found where I belong. How does that work? How do you play? How do you do? Made a friend today. Time to learn the new school song. One, two, three, let's sing along. First day of school.
First day of school.
New things to learn.
New things to learn.
What's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
We'll do it together.
We'll do it together.
Bye, mini beanies!
And remember, you need rain to have a rainbow.
You need night to see the twinkling stars.
And you can learn something new every day if you remember to listen.
A big beanies goodbye from us.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye now.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were written by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court. Ha ha!